जिसका मुझे था इंतजार वो घड़ी आ गई।
बिट बिट एलेक्सा प्लीज ट्यून टू ज़ीलस टॉक्स पॉडकास्ट। Hello and welcome to another episode of Zealous Talks, a podcast where we talk all things about technology. I am Ginjal, the host for the show. Today's episode is very special. We are celebrating 12 years of Zealous. Yes, 12 years of innovation and exploring new technology possibilities in every software solutions we provide. And for that, I have a very special lineup for you. Joining us today are not one, not two, not three, but five amazing team members who we call as Zealousians. And they are going to give all the behind the scenes scoops into the innovations happening here. Let me introduce our awesome team. First, we have Jagdish here, our senior project manager at Zealous, who's been with us as long as the furniture. 12 years and still counting, guys. We call him the Dumbledore of Zealous. Why? Because his deep knowledge and vast experience are the cornerstones of our success.
Hi, thank you for your lovely introduction, Kinjal.
Next, we have Umang, our business analyst, who is also a part-time storyteller. If you have ever wondered where all the new ideas come from at Zealous, Umang definitely has one story for that.
Yeah, bonjour everyone. Hello.
Then we have Vinisha, our Gen Z superstar, who keeps everything on point with our clients. She has real OCD, guys, when it comes to details.
Yeah, hi. I agree with the OCD part, though.
We also have Hiral with us, our senior QA, and who we also call as the Thanos of Zealous, because she snaps and her fingers, and woo, all the bugs are gone. And let me tell you, her jokes can literally make you roll on the floor laughing.
Hello everyone, namaste.
Last but not the least, we have Hardik with us, our lead mobile developer, the captain of the ship, and the brand ambassador of table tennis at Zealous. Yeah, I've never seen him take a break without holding that TT racket.
Yeah, hey everyone.
Okay guys, so are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay!
So first up, I'd like to ask Jagdish, what have 12 years of Zealous been like? Just give us a quick overview and not the technical part, huh? We all want to listen to the fun things from the Dumbledore, right?
Yeah.
So I have one memory in my mind, like I played Karam and TTO here, and
yes,
our team won the...
Yes, we both are the same team.
Yeah.
And we won a one trophy in a Karam tournament.
Yeah.
And we beat up Hiddles team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hardik
likes to boast about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what about others?
In fact, for me, I think for me, the most memorable or fun part for me was the Garba. Actually, it was Zumba Garba. It was Zumba Garba. It was pretty fun, and this was something that I did for the first time. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun with the health.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Health conscious people we have here.
Yes.
And
yes.
I also remember one of my memory at our Rishikesh trip. It was a very adventurous, and we done the river rafting over there. And awesome.
Yes.
And we
that
did it in December, you know.
That was the highlight of the
highlight
entire trip.
Yes.
Imagine going
and
in December,
you know,
in such a cold weather. It was fun.
Yeah, and also I remember that Hardik falling from the table.
please don't laugh.
Yeah.
This is not a joke.
Yeah.
Hardik, it's okay. I like people like to have fun in others' misery, you know?
Does anyone post the video on YouTube?
I'll make sure I do it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So in one word, if I ask you all about your experience at Zealous, what would it be?
For me, I guess it's bolito.
Jagas.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, for me, I think it's very fulfilling.
That's nice. For me, I guess it's a visionary.
Amazing.
We got so many ideas.
The storytellers have amazing words to give.
always from the Umang, it's really new words come with.
He's working on his vocabulary.
And what about Jagdish?
Yeah, it's for me like a transforming.
Transforming.
And for me, it's mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay guys, enough of fun memories. As it is a technology podcast and we have audience who are interested in the technical side of Zealous. And I just stopped Jagdeep for speaking on technical things. So would you let us know that since technology is always upgrading and a new technology is always coming out in the market, how do we keep up with those trends?
Okay, so in my 12 year of career in Zealous, as a company, we are upgrading and adopting the new technology, right? So we have adopted like AngularJS, ReactJS, and Node.js, and also we are currently working in AIML, right? So in an industry, there are two types of clients are there. Technical and non-technical. So based on the requirement, we provide the solutions.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So in terms of new project as well as the industry trend, we have seen like a big shift from old technologies to new technologies. Now in the industry, people are more asking towards the easy solution on the AIML side, the image recognitions and data analysis and business intelligence. So yeah, definitely the industry has been changed from last couple of years since COVID as well.
AI, ML and all these technical jargons, I'm pretending that I'm understanding all this, but honestly I do not get any of these technical words. And I know there are many of the clients who are like me who do not get all these technical words.
Yes.
So how do we handle those, like how do we work with those clients?
Oh, definitely. Like breaking down complex tech terms into simple explanation is regular part of my job. So basically, one memorable instance was when we had a client who was not at all familiar with any technical terms. So they didn't know what was domain name, what was hosting, what was server, what are the WordPress themes in which they wanted their site to be built in. So basically, I had to break that down information to them and make them understand. So going that extra mile with them actually helps us to, you know, build that trust, their trust in us.
Trust,
even
yes.
Even client also appreciates when we do such things. It actually makes this technological world less intimidating for them. Not only terms, but sometimes the features are also very complex. Even not for tech, the client, but also for the developers also sometimes to build, right?
Yes, exactly. If I'm talking about the complex feature, one of the incident in my mind that I was developing that complex feature like a subscription. It's not a subscription, but a subscription with a voucher code. That mobile application domain that is fitness related, we have developed the applications, and the subscription with voucher code in Apple, that is more difficult while I was developing this one, because at that time we can say that Apple is freshly or newly launched that this feature, and client must need it with Apple only, because clients sometimes follow that Apple products only, so they only need that. No custom way, only whatever the Apple is provided.
The hype for Apple is real, right?
Yes, we can say.
And can we get the 100% voucher code?
Yes, we can, but if you can pay the same money, then we can.
Okay.
And at that time, we have some problem facing at a QA side as well. So at that time, we are...
So at that time you check with the exercise or watching the video and do the exercise at the time,
because
of development?
At that time, at time of development, we lose a very weight, because every time I am developing code and this exercise.
What is the weight? 100 grams?
So you guys are telling me that you tested the app while doing
exercise.
That it is working or not?
No.
At development side, I have done many exercises. QA side, you have done any?
No, I don't need it. I'm fit and healthy.
Always healthy, always.
Yes. So, as you asked for the QA, I also remember one incident about the testing. That once we worked on the project that involved the calculation, and I discovered one glitch at the last minute when we are going to push...
Oh.
Push
last
that
minute.
Product, yes. We are push that product in live, and I found that 0.01 point error in the calculation. And
not 0.1, only 0.0.
Yes. The amount of interest I have in technical things. Yeah.
Yeah, this one is classic. Yeah, we always had a problem.
Yeah, yes, I understand it is not a major bug, but it is occur more than once, then it will have a significant impact on the customer. So we sat down with the developers and work out on it, and then we resolved the bug. And I know the release was delayed, but yes, we have successfully pushed the product without a bug.
That's really a great thing.
I mean, even though it's a very small thing, but it actually can make a very great impact on client's pocket. If we say
yeah,
but I guess that's the classic one. We always work in a short deadline. I remember one client where we had a very challenging timelines over there. So the client gave us like around 25 days of development time, and he wanted to build the online learning platform where they wanted to host their courses for different peoples as well. And we done that development into like 25 days only. So for that we had a very challenging experience.
Yeah, Umang again with the storytelling thing, flexing it.
Okay, so we are launching the app or website in a short time, right? So at the time of the launching, have you ever find any major bug?
Yeah, we can say major, but it's once a time. It's not a major bug, but it's a funny bug when we are, you know, launching in a very short period. That I found that on the product page, when I was scrolling the page, I found the pictures of the animal on the product page. And that is funny because there should be a product image, and I found that animal images.
Yeah. So did you add animals to cart?
I tried.
Is it even legal to buy animals online?
Yeah. I mean, last time I checked, it was illegal. By the way, guys.
Yeah. I don't think it's illegal. Yeah.
The world is changing so fast.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, so when I'm talking about the world is changing so fast, I again with the storytelling thing, I wanted to know that is there any story regarding a product launch that was very challenging? This question directly is to the storyteller, of course.
Yes, so I remember one fantastic story. So once we had the client who's working into art industry. And he wants to build the AI solution for the art industry as well.
AI so, plus art. It's,
yes,
really, it's a great combination.
Great combination.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Really. Although it's a great combination, it's a very hard to, you know, interpret those information, because art is always a relative thing for each and every person,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's very subjective. It's
yes.
Not, subjective.
Yeah. But we saw the opportunity into the project, and we definitely suggested them a very trending designs as well as the functionality for those clients. And the client was blown away by the suggestions, and we had a huge project for that. And it's working into in live right now.
Great.
So AI plus art, those seems like some very scalable and big projects, and we must have such projects and zealous in this 12 years of journey. So how did we handle those immensely scalable projects?
Okay, so I remember that I have developed one features in one of our project, which is the livestock management system, right? So there are 5 to 6 forms where we need to make a offline to digitalization, right? So, previously, they are using the manual work. Now we need to provide them a digital...
digitalization, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in that, we have done those 5 to 6 forms online. And also we have make one feature like drawing the... fence of the property on the Google Map, right?
Property in the Google Map.
Yeah. So with the different color, right? And so these two features we have developed. That client got the award.
In which country of the project?
It's Australia.
Australian government given.
Amazing.
It's a great.
Did you get an invite for the party as well?
Gave something, some reward for it.
Yeah, client have to.
Even when we do such things, it actually helps us to develop that relationship with the client, and it actually solidifies the trust of the client in our company even more.
Yes. So, as you said that it solidifies the trust in our company. So, has a client relationship ever blossomed into genuine friendship if the trust is built in such a solid way?
Yeah, it has happened. So, it's always special when professional relationship turns into genuine friendship. I remember working with a client on a long-term project. Over the months, we had many in-depth discussion, not just about the project, but also about personal interest and experiences, and we found our common ground in music, and we used to share tracks with each other, which we thought that we should listen to, and this actually was a great experience where we just not only professionally bonded but personally as well. And this basically made me wonder that or was a reminder that at the heart of business are people, and building strong and authentic relationship can lead to the most rewarding experiences.
That's absolutely right. I just wanted to know, was the client fan of Taylor Swift?
Yeah, definitely. Who is not?
Of course. Me. Share us the music library.
Sure. I'll share you my Spotify playlist.
Okay, perfect. So, let's jump to the development side of Zealous System. And how do we work here?
So, Hardik, when we talk about the development, so there will be a multiple opinion are there, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
How would you handle them?
To handle differences of opinion, sometimes it might be a more challenging. But if we manage well, then if we can say this, everything is good, goes fine. Some of the points are coming to my mind currently for the opinion that first one is open culture. Mm-hmm. We have open culture or open communication. We can say. To each and every opinion has, we can take them with an opportunity. We can say either that is a junior developer or a senior developer. Mm-hmm. We have taken an opinion. And second one is leadership. We can take a opinion, multiple opinion, and as a leader, we can say what is the exact opinion that exactly fit into the client requirements or client need.
Okay.
That's more challenging as a leadership side, but yeah, we can say we can take a different opinions.
Yeah. Remember once we had developed the OTA technology
junior
developer, right?
Yes.
So I just wanted to mention that as well. So due to the nature of the application, we need to push the application multiple times, and also we need to go into development mode as well. So we bring the new technology who's developed by our junior developer. Which helps us to just reflect the changes into application as well, without any development and pushing into the codes as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, as a leader, like Hardik here is leading a team. So as a leader, it is also very important to keep in mind that
everyone's perspective taken.
Yeah, perspective. Everybody feels that they are heard, and you also have to keep in mind what actually the client wants.
Yeah.
So keeping that balance is pretty tricky at times.
So in this time, if we can say that sometimes juniors' perspective are more important than senior.
Because it is fresh ideas.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
They have the whole new perspective and technology ideas into the project.
Hmm.
Hardik, as a leader, did you also take suggestions for Friday night dinner as well? Right?
Yeah, sometimes we can say, I think as a senior, I said many times, but junior is also very smart, not given any party.
Oh my god. Then you will know why they are taking the half day.
Yeah.
What to eat in dinner and which technology to choose, these are very tough decisions to take, right?
Yes.
Talking about tough technical decisions, can you share a time when you had to make a tough technical decision under a tight deadline?
Yeah, sure. I also means previously I told about that 5 to 6 forms, right? So in that, a client wants in a short time. So as a developer and my project manager, we'll sit and we decide to provide them one or two forms first because there is a tight deadline, right?
Okay.
So we have
approximately how much time is given that client to finish it?
So it's around a week. Right.
Very tight.
So in a week is too much.
Yeah. So
really,
we have develop only two form at that time and delivered successfully, and then we have developed all the forms.
Yeah.
So it look like we do not miss the delivery. Yeah. Time, yes. Right. Yeah.
Means both are going parallelly. Yeah. Not missed any client yes. deadline.
Yeah. And customer are using your forms and simultaneously you are giving them a new form.
Yeah, also. It's a great strategy. Yeah. I mean to handle this.
I think it's quite practical.
Yeah, yeah, and to develop that 6-day lifeline, how many cups of coffee did you need?
Lots of coffee. Yeah. No, but on a serious note, it was a great strategy,
great
right?
Strategy.
Because
yes.
also don't want, even though we have a very tight deadline, but you also don't want to compromise on quality because
yes.
that is something
yes.
a very important part in the matrix.
Yeah,
so it's a great strategy that we decided to push just two first and then we decided to
knowing when to prioritize which thing is important. Yeah, yeah. Agree. Yeah.
So, when we talk about all the client thing, technical decisions, the team development part, handling the team, these are all the efforts that we put in developing one app. It's just like a movie that we are working on for like 1 or 2 years, but sometimes the movie gets flopped because the audience did not like it. And sometimes, even for the app, it happens that users do not respond the way the client has expected. So how do we handle, how do we support our clients in that way if the app gets flopped or the users are not responding well?
Okay, so what we do at that time, we take a new idea from the client based on the customer response, right? How we can upgrade our app and all that.
Yeah, also during the development, we keep in mind about the analytical tools as well. So like Google Tag Manager as well as Microsoft Clarity. So from that analytics, we create and think and brainstorm the couple of features for mobile app based on the client interaction as well as customer needs and customer interaction with the application.
Yeah.
So that's how we push and keep updating with the technology as well.
Yeah, even these things that just now Jagdish and Umang mentioned are again secondary, but what I personally, or even Umang will agree with that as a business analyst, is that before going into or while we are taking the requirement, we just need to first study the market, what is the trend, how is the user responding to the different softwares, and especially in terms of user interfaces, how the user is responding.
Yeah.
So to do that market analysis is very important.
Yes, to understanding their customers' industry and the industry software
yeah.
is very important.
Yeah, so for that, what we are doing here, so we also suggest client, like we can do a marketing or SEO for them.
Yeah, but again, that is something at the later stage.
Later.
When we start, I feel like marketing analysis is very important.
Yes, yes.
So is it something like after launch consultation type thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's pre and after both.
Yeah. Okay. All the time support. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay guys, you guys are amazing, and I have a surprise for you all. We are going to have a rapid fire round right now.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Vinisha is tense right now.
Yeah, we were not informed.
Did you get the hamper at the end?
That depends if you win or not. Okay.
Yeah.
So, if the first question, if you could have any one superpower related to your job, what would it be?
Superpower?
Okay, I have one. I want to read client's mind.
Oh.
Yeah. I want super intelligence. Yeah.
And I want to read my teammate mind.
For me, it's a develop mobile in a second, not in a month or two, in a second.
In one click.
Yeah.
Yes, and I want that in a one snap, I found all the bugs from the application.
Thanos for a reason.
Yeah. And Umang?
Yeah, super intelligence.
Super intelligence? Okay, storyteller and his fancy words, right? What about the next question? What's the most unusual tech related thing that you have ever googled?
Oh, I have googled, like I never wanted to give peace of mind to the client, so I have googled how to reply the client.
How to decide a title for email.
And I search how to break the system.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, next question. If you had to choose one tech tool for the rest of your life, which would it be?
For me, it's a Visual Studio.
Definitely, it's a notepad.
Gemini for me.
Oh, for me, ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah. Competitors?
Yeah.
Always.
For me, it's Postman.
Oh,
Postman.
Yeah.
Okay. Postman.
Next question. Which app would you recommend? Which one would you delete? And which one would you redesign?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend food delivery app.
Oh, great. Yes, we all agree on that.
Yeah, I want to delete Skype and Slack.
Skype and Slack, okay.
And I want to redesign Amazon app.
Redesign Amazon, okay. Jeff Bezos.
Forget apps. I want to delete my phone.
Oh my god, mic drop. Okay, the last question. Describe your role or experience in Zealous with a Bollywood dialogue.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Let's start with number two. Yeah.
For me, that like, jahan khade hote hain, line wahi se shuru.
No.
Nice.
Okay,
Umang,
story
tell it. Yeah, picture
abhi baki hai mere dost. Hardik. Kyun? Hila Hardik to juniors, right?
Yes.
Vinisha.
Okay, for me, all is well. All is well.
All is well.
This is Vinisha to clients, I guess.
Last but not the least.
Yes. बड़े बड़े देशों में ऐसी छोटी छोटी बातें होती रहती हैं.
सही लगता
है. बड़े बड़े ऐप्स में छोटे छोटे बग्स आते रहते हैं. Okay, and that's a wrap for today's episode of Zealous Talks. A big thank you to all our awesome Zealousians for sharing their stories and. Energy, it is clear we have a lot of fun and expertise here at Zealous System.
Always.
If you like this episode, make sure to like, share and subscribe so you don't miss out on our next chat. We have got something exciting stuff and amazing people coming on your way. Until then, keep exploring, keep innovating. This is Kinjal signing off. Bye-bye.